Maverick Early Readers. The World's Worst Scarecrow by Jenny Moore. Illustrated by Valeria Abatsoglu. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin.
A-a-a-jew! A-jew!
Poor Farmer Frank was in bed with a bad cold. Scarecrow Scarlet could hear him sneezing all the way from the cornfield. Oh dear, she said to a passing field mouse. Who's going to milk the cows now? Who will feed the pigs and collect the eggs? And who's going to drive the tractor?
Aunt Anne's come to stay for a few days, squeaked the mouse. I saw her getting out of the taxi last night. She'll be in charge of the farm until Farmer Frank's feeling better.
That's kind of her, said Scarecrow Scarlet. She sounds very nice.
No, she's very cross and bossy, said the mouse. I heard her telling Farmer Frank to turn off the radio and go back to sleep. Then she told the chickens to stop clucking and lay more eggs. She told the cows to make more milk and told the pigs to be less smelly.
Scarlet laughed. It's a good job I'm just a scarecrow. At least she can't get cross with me. But she was wrong. Scarlet heard a cross, bossy cry.
Shoo! Get out of here!
Scarlet saw a tall, thin lady marching up the hill. She was wearing a pair of Farmer Frank's muddy wellies and carrying a clipboard. She waved her clipboard at a pair of passing crows.
Shoo! She called again.
That must be Aunt Anne, thought Scarlet.
What a disgrace! Growled Anne. Look at all these crows eating Frank's corn. He needs a better scarecrow.
She prodded Scarlet in the tummy with her pen.
This tatty old one couldn't scare a fly.
Scarlet's painted red cheeks turned even redder. It was true. Nobody was scared of her. No matter how hard she waved her broomstick arms and shook her scarecrow head, the crows kept on pecking. Anne straightened Scarlet's hat and brushed the mud off her shirt.
I'd better keep my eye on this, she said. If this old scarecrow can't scare the birds away, I'll have to find one that can.
Scarlet's straw-stuffed body shook. No, she thought. Please don't get rid of me. I'll try harder. I'll scare those crows away. You'll see. It was no good. Scarlet just wasn't scary. She tried flapping her arms high in the air, but that didn't work. The cheeky crows flew under her arms and tickled her with their wings.
Hee hee, stop it! Cried Scarlet.
Caw, said the crows. You really are ticklish.
Then they went back to pecking Farmer Frank's corn. Scarlet tried spinning round extra fast in the wind, but that was no good. The crows rode on her shoulders like a fairground ride.
Caw! They cried. This is fun! Faster! Faster!
Soon there were more crows than ever, lining up for a turn. Poor Scarlet. She tried telling them spooky stories to scare them, but that plan failed too. Her stories were too good. Even more crows flocked to the field to hear them.
encore! That was brilliant, they said. Tell us the one about the haunted barn again.
Scarlet sighed as the crows got back to their corn pecking.
Oh dear, here comes Aunt Anne, looking crosser than ever.
Anne was furious when she saw the cornfield. Right, that's it, she cried. If those crows aren't gone by tomorrow, I'm getting a new scarecrow. A shiny Fright 4000 robot with laser eyes. That should scare those pesky birds.
Scarlet was awake all night trying to think of a plan. A new, super scary plan. But she'd run out of ideas. The next morning, when the crows flew into the cornfield, they found her in tears.
"Caw, you look sad," they cried. "What's wrong?"
Scarlet told them about the robot scarecrow.
"Laser eyes? Caw, they sound terrible. We don't want a nasty Fright 4000 zapping us while we're trying to eat. We want you."
The oldest, wisest crow hopped onto Scarlet's shoulder.
"Don't worry," he said. "Your spooky stories have given me an idea."
He flew off to the washing line and came back with a white bedsheet.
"Here we are,"
he said, draping it over Scarlet's head.
"Hold still,"
he added, dipping his beak in the mud and painting on scary eyes and a mouth.
"Now, turn around the other way so Aunt Anne can't see your face."
"Quick," cried another crow. "Here she comes."
"Everyone, under the sheet,"
called the old crow.
"And keep quiet until I give the signal."
It was very tickly with so many crows under the sheet. Scarlet couldn't help laughing until she heard Aunt Anne stomping up the hill towards her.
"No crows today, I see," said Aunt Anne. "Good. Make sure you keep it that way. Or else..."
"Caw!"
called the old crow, giving the signal.
"Caw!"
screamed all the crows together, making a terrible ghostly noise. They flapped their wings underneath the sheet, making it rustle and move.
"Caw!"
joined in Scarlet, spinning round to face Aunt Anne. Aunt Anne took one look at the spooky mud face and screamed. She was still screaming as she ran back to the farmhouse to pack her bags.
"Achoo!"
Scarlet could hear Farmer Frank sneezing as he milked the cows the next morning. He was still sneezing as he fed the pigs and collected the eggs, but not as much as before. It sounded like he was getting better.
"What happened to Aunt Anne?" Scarlet asked a passing field mouse.
"She left in a taxi last night," squeaked the mouse. "She said the farm was too scary, and Farmer Frank would just have to manage on his own."
"How strange," said Scarlet, winking at her new crow friends.
"Caw!"
they agreed. The